free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 302 for Friday, September 4th, 2026. Wow, what a day. It ended in triumph, even though it could be rather frustrating at times. I did have a really nice breakfast, but that also meant that by the time I got to the Dragon Con area, it was already 10:45, and the line to get into the dealer hall was already 2 hours long. So instead, I ended up going to the tabletop role-playing game track room to listen to them talk about role-playing games and have a panel called The Best Players Ever. That was a fun way to pass the time until Pizza Friday. Pizza Friday was great. We had a couple of new people. We did succeed in getting an indoor table, which was very important because it's hot. I'm pretty sure I cannot remember sweating this much at any Dragon Con I've ever attended previously. I'm glad I carried around a water bottle all day and kept refilling it repeatedly. I am trying to be good about that. It's helping. So yes, I have gotten both my superhero suit and my elf dress are both all sweaty, but I'm going to hang it up on a hanger in the room, which we generally try to keep on the colder side, because most of our people like it that way. So it should be dry enough by Sunday morning. We had Pizza Friday. Pizza Friday was good. I tried again and failed to get into the dealer hall again because I realized by the time I get in there and get out, it will be past four. I'll just deal with whatever little spirit gum I have left. That's the only thing I really care about. That's what I care about the most. And if I have to, there are lots of other elves there I can ask around. But it turns out that what I had was enough. It's enough to work for both today and Sunday. Probably will not try to go shopping before then. I'll have to get new spirit gum eventually, but maybe I won't get it this weekend, and that'll be fine. So that meant I walked around a lot in the heat in my superhero suit. And yeah, I was not having a good time. And then, this is silly me, I try not to look at my phone. I try to appreciate the moment, but in this particular case, I could have benefited from looking at my phone more. I sat down at the old meeting spot for Jukebox Heroes and then looked at my phone. Carrie, my co-coordinator, moved to the Hyatt bar because it's much more spacious there. Okay, I walk all the way back. It takes the next 22 minutes to get all the way back to the Hyatt bar. But I'm only 2 minutes late, and I agree with Carrie that this is a much, much better place to meet up. And we have a lot of fun. Our Weather Girls group was absolutely fantastic. Lots of people asked them about their costume, like, are you the Weather Girls? And asked them for pictures. And they had their own Bluetooth speaker, and they had It's Raining Men on loop, and it will be stuck in my head. But they were a lot of fun to hang out with. So it was just them, me, and it was just the Weather Girls, me as California Girl, and Carrie as Gold Dust Woman were the only three songs we had this year. That was okay. Onward and upward. We are excited about the future with better costumes on the horizon. I told Carrie I am upgrading to LA Woman next year. I am going to keep the utility belt and the movie star sunglasses, but not wear the superhero suit. I'm going to make a nice, light, breezy dress, and I've got a few ideas, but I won't go into details now. And I will have the little... I hope to have the Amazon light-up sneakers that she has, because I think they're cool. And we did that. Changed to get out of my superhero suit. It did not help that the gel insoles would not stay where they were supposed to be. So they were all crooked, and I could barely walk in them by the end. So I was so grateful to change into the boots that go with my elf costume, even though they're heavy. And it was absolutely worth putting up with a hotel where the air conditioning only sort of works for evening at Brie. I got to spend some time with my friend Megan. Our choir performance went off absolutely gorgeously. I absolutely enjoyed it even more than last year. I'm so glad I went. That was so fun. We did choir practice. I got my button, like I promised. I'm still wearing it. Probably gonna wear it for Sunday too. And I had dinner at one of the food trucks outside and chit-chatted with another lady who was relaxing in the Cortland Grand lobby while eating dinner. That was a good time. And then we had the party, and while I was leaving the party, I actually succeeded in catching up with Alila, who had also sung with the elf choir. Unfortunately, she said, I explained what happened. She said, I'm not going to be up that early tomorrow morning. So I've not been able to recruit any more Futurama people, but I try every time I see one. Good times, really good times all around. Made me determined to improve upon the Jukebox Heroes costume and keep a very close but not quite the same theme. And it's yet another song. It fits into the "this is a song title that could be a superhero name" joke. Switching from California Girl to LA Woman will also make it a much more pleasant experience, I believe. I really need to go to bed. Have a good night. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.